There's brand new music from our friend Erin Enderlin, When You Look At Me, and we are so lucky. She decided to call us this morning. Good morning, Erin. How you been?
I have been so good, and I've been looking forward to catching up with you.
It has been a minute since the last time we talked, and you sent me this new tune. Outstanding. I just got to say, we played it for our listeners, and they liked it, so they're going to hear a lot more of it in the coming weeks.
Man, that is just awesome. I'm really glad that they're digging this song, because this song is really, I mean, obviously, every time you put out a song, it's really special, but this is kind of got an extra special meaning to me, because I wrote this with a couple of incredible veterans through a program that I've been working with called Songwriting with Soldiers.
Yeah, I was looking into that program, and that's a kind of a special thing. How did you get involved with that?
I bet some of y'all's listeners know Radney Foster, who's a great singer-songwriter. And it's kind of funny. I was actually at Yellowstone watching Old Faithful go off, and I got a call from him, and he was like, there's this organization, and I thought that you might be a really good fit for it. Would you be interested? And I was like, this feels like some kind of Hollywood moment. this is a sign. And so I started working with them, and it's just been really, really incredible. I get to write with veterans and first responders in different ways, and just get to help tell a little piece of their story in a way that most of them haven't gotten to before.
That is outstanding. Now, you're working with Randy Houser on this track. How'd that all come about?
Yeah. Randy is, I mean, first of all, he's one of my favorite singers. That voice, he could blow the backside off a barn with it. But Randy's such a great guy. And I thought that with this song, I wrote with a couple who are both veterans, and so I thought it'd be really cool to have somebody special singing harmony on it, and I reached out to him and asked him if he'd be into it, and he said, for sure, and was kind enough to take the time to sing on it, and I think it really just adds another layer of depth to it.
It really does. It is an outstanding song, and I'm looking forward to... Is there a lot of singer-songwriters who are involved with this Songwriting with Soldiers program?
There are several, yes. And I work with... We have different types of retreats and programs that we work on them with. Uh-oh, my cat Little Red is making some noise, so he wants it on this interview.
Well, that's fine.
But there's only 12 of us, I believe the number might have increased a little bit recently, that get to work on some of these very special programs. But we work with over 1,000 veterans a year through a variety of retreats, and we go all over the country, so it's pretty amazing.
Well, is there a way, Erin, that people can help with this program, whether it be through contributions or in other ways?
Yeah, you can check out their website, Songwriting with Soldiers. .org. If you'd like to learn more about it, if you have somebody that you think that might be interested in participating in the program, if you'd like to donate. And also, if I know that you've got a bunch of awesome listeners there who follow me on social media, and if you even take a second to go and maybe share one of my posts about the song or comment, that can help get the word out too.
That is outstanding. Now, I've been kind of keeping up with you since your last trip up here to Iron Country. Now, you've been out on the road with Sonny Sweeney quite a bit lately.
I have, and we were lucky enough to join Trisha Yearwood on some shows this spring as well, I just went back to my hotel room every night and screamed like a little girl.
Yeah, that's got to be a pinch me moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just incredible. And also, it's pretty great whenever you can organize work where, you get paid to just go watch some of your favorite concerts.
Exactly. And so what's it like hearing Trisha sing a song you wrote?
Man, it's just awesome. Trisha, I've been lucky enough, Sonny introduced me to her a couple of years ago now, and we've been writing, and we've written a couple of songs together that we sang out on the road, and waiting on this new record of hers that's coming out at the end of this week. And it's just been really, really cool. She's definitely, one of those pivotal influences on me as a writer and a singer, and this is the first record that she's co-written. I think it's just so natural for her because, she's the kind of singer, the kind of performer that really gets into a character, really gets into a story, and reaches in there for the heart of it, and she does the same thing with her writing.
That's unreal. I always thought that I got to meet Trisha a long time ago, and I always felt that she was the real deal. What you see is what you get with Trisha.
100%. I mean, I think getting to know her, she's like, she's an even cooler, better human than she is a singer, and that's a pretty tall order. So
yeah, that's huge. You know, Aaron, Barroom Mirrors came out in 2023, and I've had a few people ask me, you know, what's Aaron up to? Is she going to put out a new album in the near future? So I guess I got you now. I'm asking you.
Well, I guess I'll just maybe spill the beans here a little bit, but I actually have gone in and recorded a new record with Sonny Sweeney and Harley Husband's producing. And we're now just kind of in the stage where we just got it in and looking to find a home for it. So it's going to be a little bit of a process, a little bit of time. But I think next year at some point, there's going to be some new music coming in. I'm really excited about it.
I am really excited to hear that. I'm looking forward to that. Another one question I wanted to ask you, Aaron, you know, because I've seen you post about this. This is the Opry's 100th year. And I've seen you've done some shows at the Opry. I bet it's been pretty special for you to be a part of that this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Opry, I always say it, but it's still true. That was my biggest dream growing up, was to get to play the Grand Ole Opry. And every time it feels just magical. And to know that I get to go and be a little part of an organization that's been around for 100 years. A show that's been as impactful as that has is pretty cool. When I played time before this, I guess the Dan Rogers brought out a book after I played, and one was like, okay, well, all the artists who are part of this year signing this book, and that was pretty wild. And you know, I was flipping through the book, and there's folks like Lauren Elena and Ringo Starr and Trisha and all these people. And I mean, it just, I sometimes feel like also it's a little bit crazy because it feels like home. Everybody who works there is so great, and just the environment, the vibe, the energy, all of it, and the history that's there. I usually get super nervous when I'm done, which is kind of funny because it's like, I don't even, maybe like my brain, you know, needs to have a barrier there, but it's like, it just feels like coming home, getting to go there and sing.
That is awesome. Now, Aaron, you're out on the road quite a bit. You getting up in this area anytime soon?
I hope so. I'm gonna do some little phone calling maybe this afternoon even and see if...
I think I know who you're calling, so I know what you're, I know what you're talking about. No, we won't call him out. But, you know, if our listeners, I know our listeners keep up with you on social media because I see them posting, you know, answering your stuff. But where's the best place for the Iron Country family to keep in touch with you, Aaron?
You know, Facebook, Instagram. I've even ventured into TikTok if you want to see what I'm up to. And also with Bands in Town. Is a great app that I use a lot to keep up with the artists that I want to know when they're coming to my area. And if you follow me there, when I do book a show, it'll be announced and you'll get a message that I'm going to be close to you.
All right. Well, Aaron, we appreciate you dropping by today. We love the new song and are looking forward to more music from you. And hopefully we'll see you up in Iron Country real soon.
Thanks so much, Red.